Welcome to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast. My name is Beth Shank, a registered nurse in Missoula, Montana, and hosting today's podcast. Today, our guest is Sarah Wolford. She is the Efficiency and Sustainability Manager for the Carilion Clinic in Western Virginia. Sarah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in nursing to start with?
Sure. So it's interesting because my path to nursing came through environmental health. I had an interest in environmental sustainability always, and the majority of people are not going to, you know, save the trees for the trees. It's just not enough for them to grab onto to change their ways. So I started researching and learning about environmental health and found my link in public health. And when that happened, I thought, well, a good path might be through nursing. So I pursued my nursing degree with the intention of transitioning over to sustainability and public health after I got a master's degree. But what I found was this sort of mammoth area of industry that had this enormous potential to impact the environment, whether it was positively or negatively. So I was compelled to stay and focus my work here. My practice in nursing was only in emergency medicine. I did that for 7 years before I transitioned over to this role.
Interesting. So you're right. I think most of the time people start in nursing as a more of a traditional nurse and find their way to environment. But
yes.
Yours was in reverse. Did you have formative experiences as a child or earlier in your life that got you going in that direction?
I would say that a formative moment for me came when I was a teenager. I was 15 and I went to an Earth Day festival here in Roanoke, Virginia with some friends and family. And I was just so in awe of the people that were there and the stands and the information, and everything spoke to me and everything just felt right. Even at that young age, it was just something that I felt in my heart and in my soul was the right place for me to be and the right focus for me. The problem was that I was in high school and I was going into college and having to find a major. And at that time, you know, everyone in my life who I respected, who I was seeking guidance from for a degree and for a path and those kind of things, really felt like environmental sustainability. I don't even know if sustainability was a term then. It was really more environmentalism was a hobby and not really as much of a job. So I started, you know, my sort of path took me in these other directions. But in my heart, it was always about sustainability and the environment.
So then fast forward, and that's really interesting. I love to hear how people have come to their current viewpoints, which, you know, will undoubtedly change. But fast forward then to your when you worked in the emergency department.
Mm-hmm.
And how you became aware, you mentioned that the industry you found yourself in, healthcare, was, you know, had a tremendous environmental footprint or opportunity, depending on how you see it. How did you start to recognize that?
So I think anyone who's a nurse knows that we throw out an inordinate amount of unused product. Everything that we come in comes in, everything that we use comes in single-use disposable primarily. There's packaging. And actually in my healthcare system at the time, we didn't even have recycling. This was, you know, only 5 years ago. So it was fairly recently. I started chewing on me and kind of worrying me. And then once you start to notice things, you can't help but notice other things. And so then I'm realizing that really the lights are on. It's a 24/7 operation. So the lights were on constantly. And I was forever passing rooms where the lights were on and no one was really working on this in our healthcare system. I did a little digging and there was nobody who was doing it. I mean, there were roles and there were jobs and projects that were happening, but none of them were specifically in the name of environmental sustainability. So I did some benchmarking and found the Healthier Hospitals Initiative, and that's what really opened my eyes to the fact that in healthcare without harm, that this was the sort of area of the industry that we didn't have here in this healthcare system. And this was really, to me, the leading edge in the direction, because you just can't ignore this anymore. So I put together a business plan and I talked to other professionals in and out of my healthcare system and sought guidance and really spent the next 2 years kind of making the case for sustainability for our healthcare system, and then finally brought a framework to our senior management team, and they allowed us to move forward. So,
well, congratulations! That's just
thank you.
So well planned, and just well done. I'm really impressed
thank
with
you.
Your work.
Thank you. It definitely wasn't linear. So I don't want to be sound like it was, because it was not.
Yeah. So since you've been doing that, you've been not doing direct patient care, though I would say this is an aspect of nursing, because you're certainly dealing with practice issues.
Yes.
What sort of things do you do?
So a lot of what I do is rallying the herd, so to speak. I mean, I do a lot of helping departments to set their benchmarks for improvement around sustainability. So for our environmental services department, we use the Practice Green Health and Healthier Hospitals initiatives. Baseline for us was a 15% recycling rate compared to total waste. So I provide them with the tools and help them to start to really track closely those percentages and that waste. And the other thing that I do with them is just encourage, because it does help to have somebody coming in behind saying, we need, sort of knocking on doors, and we need to keep moving forward with this. We need to keep moving forward with this. And that's a huge part of my role, is being the cheerleader and the person who establishes the frameworks for departments. Nursing, the largest part of what I'm doing right now with nursing is supply waste and linen efficiency, because in our healthcare system, what I'm gathering from other healthcare systems, is one of the biggest problems that we have is the amount of unused product that gets thrown out, because we are so highly risk averse, which is not in and of itself wrong. I mean, we need to be that way. It's our job to protect our patients, but there has to be a better way than just the amount and the tens of thousands of pounds of clean, unused supply that gets thrown out from ORs and from patient rooms every year. It's just, it's to me incredibly concerning.
So to connect that dot, you're saying that by being risk averse, people are overstocking, or they're opening things they don't need. Say a little more about that.
Yes. So it sort of happens in two different directions. So if you're talking about the patient room and the bedside nurse, it's overstocking the rooms is what's happening. And the reason for that is because we have failed nursing in establishing systems for and processes for bringing that product into and out of the room. So for example, if a nurse is going to start a line on a patient, she's going to go and grab, say, 2 IV start kits and maybe 4 saline locks in order to get the job done in a pocket full of flushes. What she doesn't want to do, or he doesn't want to do, is have a patient be anxious. They put the tourniquet on the patient. They go to start a line. It blows. It doesn't work, whatever. They have to then stop the process, go back to the Pyxis, get more product, and come back, because that's A, time consuming for them, it's extra steps, and B, it causes a lot of anxiety for the patient, because they're already nervous about the procedure and they just want to get it over with. So in trying to protect their patients from that anxiety and to reduce steps and save time, because let's be honest, nursing has no time, they bring it into the room. But once it's in the room, it's done. I mean, we can't put it back into our inventory. Now, I don't know if that's universal. I don't know if that's every healthcare system. I know some that have some better systems, but the majority of what I'm hearing are hospitals. This is just a problem that hospitals have and that nursing has. Same thing with linens, right? So they want to have their rooms all stocked up and ready to go, so that when they do bed changes, when they do bathing, they don't have to shuttle back and forth to the linen closet. But what happens, I mean, patients are discharged, they're transferred, they go to a procedure, there's any number of things that happen. And then once the patient's discharged, all of those linens have to be laundered. So it's exorbitant the amount of supplies and linens that we waste in healthcare in general. Then you start to think about the whole life cycle of these products. There's the production, there's the transportation of it, there's the utilization, of course, and then there's the waste, and then disposing of that waste and processing that waste. And it's just senseless, because it's not getting used. So to me, that's one of the biggest problems. And that's one of the things that we're really trying to work with nursing to help come to some sort of correction within our healthcare system.
Have you done any analysis of cost? Because that's also expensive, I would guess.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done a complete analysis because it's almost impossible. There was one department that I did that was sort of our mini distribution. So it was our area between the warehouse and nursing units. So it's sort of the store, if you will, inside the facility. And there was a flawed process that was not allowing clean product to go back into inventory. And we did cost analyze. I did an exact cost analysis to the best of my ability on that product for 2 months. And then when we extrapolated it out to a year, it was about $250,000 a year worth of clean, unused product that was being thrown out. And, you know, for $650, we bought some bins and stickers and established a new process. And then now we've corrected that for the system. So, but as far as a system wide, I just have no way of, I don't even know that even that question even overwhelms me. I just can't think of how we can do it. We do individual analysis on units, like we'll sort of gather their waste for, i.e. clean product waste for, you know, a week or a month, and then run some analysis just for that unit. But I haven't had a chance yet to do it for the whole system.
That's super exciting. And Sarah, yeah. Just having known you, I feel like, oh, good, Sarah's going to figure this out. But, you know, one thing I've noticed in my work, which is similar, though I work with a number of sustainability coordinators in our health system, and mm-hmm. I'm the only clinical person. And, you know, I was just thinking as you were talking, it's so important to have someone who can speak the language, understand the processes, you understand why those challenges are real, and you can't just make them go away because our allegiance to patients comes first.
That's right.
And so I just think it's really exciting, the work you're doing, and especially for these thorny clinical issues, because what I find in my work with non-clinicians is there's sort of a wall, and it says, mm-hmm. well, that's a clinical issue, we can't deal with that. I think, well, wait a minute, most of healthcare is a clinical issue, we have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would, but you know, the problem is also on the other side as well. So a lot of what, you know, yes, I'm blessed to have a nursing background, and so nursing is open to my communication, but they also can shut down when people from the quote outside come into their units and try to mm-hmm. change their workflow, because you can't understand unless you're a nurse how complicated their job is. And to just say, well, I'm going to put down a new, we're collecting pharmaceutical waste. And so now every nurse, every time you pull up a vial of medication, you have to take it to the black box to dispose of in the dirty utility room. Well, we give hundreds of doses of medication a day. That's just, we have to figure out a way and a process. But we really, being in this role and being clinical in this role has been so beneficial in helping to bridge that communication gap on both sides, because also the ancillary and sort of other departments like environmental services and engineering and maintenance, they feel very comfortable to look to me and help me communicate this out to nursing and to gain support from nursing in a way that they're not able to. So, and I would argue, just having come from the Clean Med Conference and from the ANHE Nursing Summit, that I predict that nursing leading sustainability initiatives in healthcare is the future. I think that's just the way it's going to go, because that's the way we think and that's the way that we organize. And you know, we're 40% of the workforce, or I believe it's 40%. I mean, that's a huge percentage of people coming up. So.
Well, that's exciting, Sarah. Did mm-hmm. this come, is this a stronger feeling this year particularly?
Yes, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Why do you think so? What changed your thinking or nudged you this way right now?
It was the nursing summit. It was the ANHE Nursing Summit. Absolutely. No question about it. It was so empowering to be in a room with, I don't even know how many people were there.
100,
was it? Yeah. Okay. So 60. And everybody was linked in the same way. And when you do sustainability in healthcare, it can be very lonely. You know, there's really no one else even when you have friends everywhere and even when you have support from every area of operations, it's, you're the only one doing the work. And so it can feel that way, I should say. And you're certainly the only one making those links. And so it can be very isolating and lonely. And when you come into an environment like that, where it's all nurses talking about environmental health, and half of the sustainability managers and directors that I met at the conference had nursing backgrounds. I just thought it was empowering and wonderful. And it just feels in my gut that my prediction is that that's where sustainability and healthcare is going to, who will be leading that in the future.
Well, that's terrific. Yeah. It's part of what I've been pushing on a little bit is to include more of that in nursing education. Is that something that you have been part of at all? Have you been able to talk with nursing students to help them realize that this too is a professional opportunity?
Yeah, so I have met with the dean of our nursing school, and he is 100% on board with integrating this into the curriculum. Now, just starting, it would be maybe a course into the med surge arena, or who knows? I mean, I don't know exactly how it would play out. He's very open to that. Unfortunately for me, it's been a bandwidth issue because I'm managing the program, and I would be the one to do the instruction at the nursing school. And I just haven't found that time yet in my schedule to figure that out. But that is, to me, I think an imperative, because I came out of nursing school and I clearly remember I had a moment where I had a gauze in my hand and it had a drop of blood on it, one drop of blood on it. And I stood there and I stared at the red bin and I stared at the trash can. And no one had ever told me, I had no background in healthcare prior to being a nurse. And so no one had ever told me, when it's a drop, what do you do? You know, or if they had, it had been lost in the deluge of information that had been coming at me for the last several years. And I just didn't know. So I would have appreciated, I think, some guidance. And I think it would have, to me, spoken to me because of my link to and my heart for sustainability. I would have been much more open to the conversation. Here at the healthcare system, we do integrate sustainability into our system orientation, and then also our clinical orientation for this hospital. So for our largest hospital, for two of the areas of nursing, we do have a 30-minute talk on all of these topics to help them sort of make those links and to learn that it's a program within our healthcare system.
Is there a way, that's terrific, and is there a way for nurses to continue that engagement? Do you have it in shared governance, or do you have a nursing-specific council to address it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we have two things. We have sustainability champions, which is a voluntary, role, I guess, if you will, within the healthcare system. And in this hospital, I have 70 champions. And so they come from all areas of nursing, ancillary departments. It's sort of the catch-all for people who come to me and say, I want to get engaged in this. What can I do? And we have meetings every other month. And then we have, on the off months, we have updates through just, email updates. But the important part about those people is every time I have a new program, every time I have a new initiative, every time I have a tweak to the initiative, I have someone to push that information to. Now, communication for us is tricky because a lot of times the bedside nurses don't have time to check their email. So that gets lost. That communication gets lost. So we're trying to figure out how to do that. We have a wonderful senior director of shared governance, and she just created this program for our system in the last maybe year and a half. And they do have me present every quarterly to the, it's actually the quality shared governance committee, but it's sort of a catch-all for all of these different topics. And I'll present there. But I do a lot of presenting, and talking to all areas that will hear it.
That sounds terrific. And can I just ask, are you all a magnet hospital?
We are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're up for designation. Our next designation, we're in the middle of going for that. So.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. That's really exciting. In terms of how to build these, this effort into existing structures. That's something that I've been addressing lately. Because it really is a quality issue, and it helps meet, I believe, many of our other goals, including clinical quality, patient satisfaction, nurse satisfaction, as well as cost savings.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep, absolutely. It touches everything.
So let's talk just a little bit about, are you involved very much with climate or with energy work? It's a little bit harder for nurses to grab a hold of, I think, but tell me about that.
Yeah, so climate, it's another thing I came back from the conference just on fire about, is climate change and educating on climate change, because we have not even begun to scratch the surface on climate change in our healthcare system. In fact, I was instructed once not to mention climate change because told it was too political. But that was several years ago. So I think now we might be ready to start with those conversations. And I definitely think that there's a gap, a knowledge gap in our nurses in the area, in the arenas of climate change and environmental health. I think that, my gut tells me that the eyes are going to turn to me to sort of start that and to initiate that. So I intend to use the tools that came out of the nursing summit to start those conversations and grab onto a couple of my champions who can maybe help me to spread the word on that.
Terrific. And you're referring to the Nurses Climate Challenge Toolkit?
Yes. Yeah. Terrific. Yes, definitely. Yeah, 100%. I'm excited to start to use that. And then, of course, we sent out the chance survey this week as well.
Terrific.
For nursing.
So thank you so much.
To see what, of course. And then you mentioned energy as well. So energy is tricky because I underestimated how complicated it would be to really affect change in the energy realm for our healthcare system. I thought that by being talented at leading projects, I would be able to integrate my work and myself into those projects. But I'm not an engineer, I'm a nurse. And so it's not an arena that I can impact in a huge way. That said, what I can do is I can encourage those projects to move forward, and I do help with the tracking and the reporting through Energy Star Portfolio Manager, because it's really important. I mean, sometimes these projects just happen and no one tracks anything and we don't know any of our benefit, and then it's gone and no one ever knew that we did this amazing project. So we're starting to sort of integrate into that a little bit. Where my role also comes into is we did a Lights Out campaign for our staff. So that was really more of the staff engagement piece. And that was a month-long campaign to encourage staff to turn off lights in rooms and televisions in empty rooms. And we worked with environmental services and with clinical transport to make sure that when they're doing a terminal clean on a room, that they turn the light off when it's off, or reminding clinical transport, if you're taking a patient to MRI and they're going to be gone for an hour, go ahead and turn off the lights and the television and those kind of things. So really where I come in is more the employee engagement and the education piece with energy.
Yeah, well, that's important too. I'd like to know for my own self how much energy that impacts. But whether or not it impacts a lot of energy, it is something that helps nurses who really want to do more, helps them to know that they're doing what they can at least.
Precisely. So we had this, we had for last year, we were challenged by leadership to meet a specific operating margin. And it was sort of all hands on deck. Let's try to get this going. But, you know, the bedside nurse doesn't impact the number of surgeries that we have. And the bedside nurse doesn't necessarily impact, how much we're spending, how much overhead we have, or how much we're spending on products or those kind. I mean, they have no control over that. And so what we're saying to them is you need to meet this operating margin in order to get your bonus for this year, but they can't control that really. But those kind of projects are something that is within their span of control. So they can turn off the lights and feel like I'm doing something to accomplish that goal. They cannot bring in those products and they can reduce product waste so that they're helping to accomplish that goal. It's those things that they can do that help them, you know, feel like they're engaged and that they have some sort of say in the outcome.
Right, exactly. It's very empowering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really just terrific work. And all the things that you're saying, I'm just saying, yeah, that's so true. That's so important. particularly the engagement piece, because a whole lot of this work, I think, is communication. Mm-hmm. And how you do that effectively, how you measure to an extent, how much people are hearing and then choosing to act. I think that's an important thing so that we can know what's most effective. And it sounds like you've been quite effective in that regard. I'm really impressed that you have 70 champions, stewardship, sustainability champions. That's terrific.
Yeah, we're trying. And, I would love to say I have 70 highly engaged champions, but that would be a complete lie. I mean, there's just not, it's just really hard to get clinical staff away from the bedside. But if I can grab 25 new and different faces every month, I mean, even if you can only come once or twice a year, but then I'm good with that. I'm happy with that for now. I mean, until we can figure out a better way to communicate out that work. Because the fact of the matter is, I can crank out programs all day long, but it's the boots on the ground. I mean, it's the people whose hands need to be doing the work that is actually going to make the change. So without them, it's nothing. We have nothing,
Yeah. So I know that you're an effective communicator with nursing, and I just wonder if you had the floor, as you do right now, for the entire nation of nurses, what would you say to them about this?
So I would say two things, and one is from a question that you had posed, and that was, why is environmental health a nursing issue? And I really gave that some thought. And what I would say to that is, environmental health is a nursing issue because we are the front line of healthcare. We are the voice of healthcare. We are the eyes. We are the ears. And we have such a unique, educated, personal, and privileged relationship with our patients that no one else in the field has. We have more face time, we have more conversations, and we have more teachable moments than anyone else. And we are trusted, right? We must watch and listen and learn and share our experiences from the bedside. And we must educate patients and our coworkers. And we must get in the ears of physicians and administrators on topics of environmental health because it is our responsibility to be the change agents. Because if not us, then who? Which goes back to the fact that we are, what, 40% of the workforce. And that's real power. And I just want nursing to understand the power that they hold in their hand to move the needle on this. And, without all hands on deck and everyone engaged, we cannot do this alone. And the same thing goes with environmental sustainability and healthcare. It's, I'm repeating myself, but, if nursing's role in sustainability is to monitor your actions, be thoughtful in your actions, engage in the programs that we have available, because if you don't, we will fail. We cannot have sustainable hospitals without nursing engagement, period. It just won't work. So we need people engaged. So please, please engage. That would be my appeal.
Nice, well done. Yeah,
Thank you.
that I remember saying at one point at a CleanMed conference that something like you could do this without nurses, but since they're 40% of your workforce, why would you? And
Yeah.
I think you're probably right. You probably can't do it without nurses, just because it drives so much of not only payroll but the use of products, the way, as you say, we talk with patients, et cetera. Yeah. Well, terrific. Well, thank you so much for your work, Sarah. You've really accomplished a lot, and I know that you will accomplish much more. I think you're one of the primary drivers of this in our country right now.
Oh, thank you, Beth.
Yeah,
Thank
I
you. That
think it's
means so
true.
much coming from you.
Well,
I appreciate that.
I appreciate your work. It's wonderful to hear you talk. It does my heart good. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I think you've let me get it all out. So I appreciate your time and your attention, and it means a lot to hear from you. So thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you for your work and also for your time today.
Sure.
And thank you all for listening to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast. Check us out at envirn.org. That's Envirn. And also, please leave a review for us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, and talk to you next time.